We're chatting this morning with a one of the Cape Town attractions that have become very, very popular over the years. And we see them whiz past us and we know all about Brodie. So it's a great pleasure to be chatting to Tim Clark this morning. Tim Clark is the owner of Cape Sidecar Adventures, and he's born and raised in Johannesburg. And interestingly enough, qualified as a chartered accountant. And the thing that they say about chartered accountants is that they are just frustrated artists or adventurers. And Tim is definitely testimony to that. Tim has traveled extensively abroad and lived and worked in various cities, including London, Taipei, and Shanghai. He founded and co-owned a number of pubs in restaurants. A number of pubs and restaurants in all of these cities before returning to Cape Town in 2004. Whilst working in China, Tim was inspired when he discovered the old decommissioned Chinese military sidecars built in the 1950s and 1960s and thought it would be great to use them in the tourism industry in South Africa. And with the help of local mechanics, Tim rebuilt and shipped a few of these sidecars to Cape Town. And here we have, in 2004, Cape Sidecar Adventures. They are now celebrating 21 years of operation, and the fleet has 53 sidecars. And we are looking forward to having our hair blown back and the wind in our faces as we adventure along with Tim of Cape Sidecar Adventures. They say the best way to reverse your aging is to find a new adventure. And Tim Clark certainly has done that with his Cape Sidecar Adventures. And not only does he adventure himself, but he pays it forward by creating beautiful routes and amazing experiences for locals and tourists alike. Tim is the proud owner of a 53 fleet sidecar, of a fleet of 53 sidecars. And these are special vehicles. And being in fleet myself, I know that it takes a lot of effort to maintain a pristine fleet. And I can tell you that these are safe, they're beautiful, and they are really the vehicles that you use when you adventure. Tim, it's so great to have you on the show with us. And we're looking forward to hearing about the journey, sidecar or not, that brought you to Cape Sidecar Adventures.
Oh, hi, Janet. Thanks for inviting me. Yes, more than happy to share my adventures, either misadventures or adventures with you and your listeners.
We won't classify them. We're just here to listen. We don't judge.
In a nutshell, as say the business has been going for 20 odd years now, and really it was a business that I started by default. I had lived overseas for many, many years, and when I arrived back in Cape Town, I didn't really know what to do with myself, but I had discovered these wonderful, lovely ladies that were all decommissioned military sidecar bikes from the 1950s, 1960s, and
I'm so
the
glad
Chinese
you classified that and you didn't leave too long a pause.
Well, I think exactly. I think what I liked about them was that they were all the same age as me, so they're all dating back to the mid 50s. So that's
Amazing.
how we actually. And then we started, had a couple of guys who sort of knew people who knew people. I managed to get myself involved in restoring and recovering these old vehicles. And then over the last 20 odd years, we've been bringing them in. We can't really find any more. So every now and then, I'll see something on Market Book or Marketplace and buy it. As I said, 2 days ago, we bought a wonderful old Royal Enfield bike with sidecar, which is now joining us. And now the big thing is we have a big competition for a bottle of gin with my drivers as to what we would name our new bike. So all the ladies in the fleet all have, well, they're all ladies for starters, other than one or two men that have slipped in. But when I started the business, it was naming all the bikes off ladies from A to Z sort of thing. Amanda, Blossom, Candy, Danny, Emily, Fanny, Gypsy, Honey, Harley, that sort of thing. And then it was grandchildren, and then it was nieces and nephews, and now I've run out of people to know. So we're now doing all the children of our employees. So the latest one we've acquired has now been named Luca. who
Oh,
is
how
the young
lovely.
son of Winona, who is our book, our operations lady. Yeah. So anyway, I'm completely going off tangent here, Jonah.
It's
So
beautiful to
just
know
keep me.
the backstory to the
Yeah.
names.
Well, I think all the ladies get a little upset with me because I refer to them as ladies, and I always say, they get quite temperamental from time to time. And of course, I just see the smoke coming out of ladies' ears. How dare you refer to us as being temperamental? So,
That's love
they.
is not anger. That's just us recharging.
Oh, here we
They
go. Well,
tell
I mean,
you.
that's one way of putting it. You mean instead of trying to sort of torch my bikes, but so the bikes are, as you say, and also being in the fleet industry, it's not a headache. I suppose it's a labor of love because we have to comply quite rigidly with all the Department of Transport requirements. And funnily enough, it's a very good day for me today because my operating license permits all were approved and they came through this morning. It's all 45.
Congratulations. That's
And
amazing.
that's 3 years worth of waiting. So 45, not all of them, 45 operating license permits that went in.
Years of waiting. You have to speak to Shamima. She takes care of that in the
Oh,
office.
is it? Yeah, Shamima. Look, and of course, then, it's now a question of getting all the more paperwork. But basically, it's been gazetted, it's been approved, and we've been accredited as a tourism transport provider. So it's great. It's good news. What makes me very proud, two things. One is that we're probably the only sort of unconventional tourism transport provider in the country that have operating license permits. And the second thing is, which makes me proud as well, is we're only operators who run unconventional or non-conventional vehicles that have full passenger liability cover.
Oh, that is
So,
amazing. That just resonates with us because we completely get that.
yeah.
That's huge, Jim. Take a moment. It's huge. Congratulations, because we know the wheels business has got its challenges, and
Yeah.
especially the legislative side. So very, very well done on that.
Oh, no, we're very thankful. And I think it's because, I give a lot of credit to my staff and my drivers. One of the most wonderful and sometimes embarrassing situations is that I look on the reviews of the guests that have been on the bikes and they put their Google reviews up for everybody to see. And they wax absolutely ad nauseum about how wonderful the drivers are, and they don't even mention the sidecar. So I think the fact that the sidecars are just part of the, I think we're just part of the sort of the bigger picture. But I get very proud when I listen to reviews coming through of the drivers who are spoken of very highly with in terms of communication, sharing, empathy, information, passion. I mean, that just makes this business just so much more special.
You know what that means, Tim, and it's actually an accolade, is that the experience is so seamless that they don't need to separate the driver from the vehicle. They see it as an end-to-end, and that is phenomenal. So kudos to the drivers for that.
Yeah, no, great. Well, I mean, not to just don't say that too loudly, otherwise they want to increase in their fees. So we'll just keep that sort of under wraps there. Got to keep them on their toes, yeah, generally, so basically, when I was talking earlier about how during COVID I think one of the reasons we did grow quite rapidly after COVID was during COVID, we had so much time on our hands, and I actually started a little what do they call them? Like a Facebook page called Planet Sidecars. And I actually spent hours and hours and days tracking down sidecar operations similar to mine around the world, around the planet, and probably came up with about 50 operators. That was in the early days of COVID. And we got onto these little Zoom chats and we chatted and exchanged information. Remember in those early days of COVID, we just were so, we were pretty anxious. We didn't know which way to go. And sadly, as COVID sort of ended, those 50 had probably dwindled to half a dozen, maybe. And I'm still in contact with those operators around the world. I still claim to be the pioneer and the first operator, commercial operator, and the biggest one. I think we certainly are the biggest. But I have a good friend who Thomas, who runs a very similar business in Marrakech, Morocco. There's a very successful operation in Singapore. They run Vespas. Lovely, lovely business. There's a guy I know. Yeah, and in San Antonio, he also runs Vespas. So I think we do chat from time to time. But I think with South Africa, and particularly in Cape Town, we just, I mean, the business is blessed with everything that you would want as a as an owner of this type of business. We've got this wonderful history and culture. We've got this sort of crazy way of doing business in, that African way. We've got the beautiful scenery and the wine and the infrastructure's there. And I know everybody moans and groans about safety and security and stuff, but I
It's
think
part
as
of
a
their city. It's just a holiday city, if I had to encapsulate. It's just a holiday city. It's amazing.
It is, and I think, I mean, I'm a great traveler. I love traveling. I'm a bit of a global citizen, and the problems that we have in the city are pretty much around the planet, really, and it's just how we manage them, so we don't do silly things and we don't go to places that we're not really comfortable with, and we comply with all the sort of what we would consider as minimum safety requirements. All the bikes have got all they've got contact numbers. They carry cell phones around. Our insurers, SATIB, are wonderful. They've got this emergency backup system where,
Amazing.
in any—I mean, I think you deal with them as well—in any
Yes.
situation, our drivers are encouraged to just call this WhatsApp number, and they will respond with whatever they feel is necessary. If it's an unsafe issue, or if it's an accident, or if it's a an incident. Yeah. So there we are. Sorry, I'm digressing again. Where are we here, Janet, with sidecars? What else do you want to know?
Yes. How do we book? What are the
How do we
routes?
book? Okay, so we've over the years figured out that we've got to try and cater for as many time constraints as possible, and also for as many budgets available. So we have an entry level, what we call a 2-hour outing, and we've got a couple of those, about three or four, which is sort of mainly around the city. Is the one where we visit all the iconic Burggraps and castles and Signal Hill, and then we go a little further, Atlantic Seaboard up to Chapman's Peak Lookout, and then we're back to the city via southern suburbs. And then we have another one that goes up the west coast, sort of towards Blouberg, Strand, and that's wonderful because once you get there, you've got that iconic picture of, or you can take that picture of you on your bike with Table Mountain behind you. So those are sort of our intro tours. Then we have a little longer, which just sort of goes up to half day, which you can carry on along the coast over to the False Bay side, and you can go and do your penguins or have your fish and chips in Cork Bay, do a little bit of wine tasting if you have some time in the Constantia Winelands, and then we'll have you back after 4 hours. And then it goes up to full day, and that's where we pick you up at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, load you up, get you into all your gear, and then we go and do the peninsula, which is the Cape Point and the penguins and Chapman's Peak Drive, and we just throw in the whole sort of package of the wonderful attractions that the peninsula has to offer. And then we do the Winelands as well, which is also quite unusual because we can sort of bespoke a tour to whatever tastes the guests want. Do they want wine, or do they want to do some brandy and chocolate pairing, or have they got kids on board? Do they want to go to the giraffe house? So we tailor make
Amazing.
Winelands
So
outings. And then we,
there's offerings for each and every demographic
yeah.
there.
So I think one of the big things that we are capable and we offer is that we know there's no age restriction. So we are very popular with young families. We actually have a few of our bikes have been modified to fit four passengers, sorry, four get four people. One would be the driver, one sitting pillion on the seat behind the driver, and then we've then developed a double bucket where you can have two seats, one behind each other, and that would then attract the young mom and dad with the youngster, who can sit in their own seat in the back. So it's quite appealing for the youngsters, and I think so any age, 0 to 100 and over. Matter of fact, we had a bit of a record yesterday. I sent out one of my older drivers who's in his
Wow.
70s. When I say older, I'm just about in my 70s. So a young at heart driver. And he picked up somebody's granny who was 93 and her brother who was like 88 or something. So there
Amazing.
was something like about 300 years worth of age on this
On one bike.
on this one bike.
You
And
haven't counted
because,
the bike's age. You need to add that.
oh, we've got to add the bike's age, indeed. And it's funny, we had, I think the record age is something like 97 or 98. And that particular granny, when we ended up, her the kids had taken her out for the celebration, and when we had got her back home, she refused to get out. She said,
Oh.
"I want to go again. If I have to, I will die in this bike." And we had
Oh,
to
wow.
take her out again. She said this is the most fun she's had. And she embarrassed the hell out of all the kids because they were saying, "Gran, Gran, you've got to get out, you've got to get out." But anyway, so just as a sort of one of those bucket list experiences
Amazing.
for everybody. Yeah.
Well, for a special occasion for proposals and,
Yeah.
life-changing experiences, it certainly is a bucket list item. So,
Yeah.
Tim, if our listeners wanted to book, they would go to your website. Do they call your office? How do they do that?
The best is to have a look on our website, sidecars.co.za. And on the website, there's lots of photos. You can actually hook up directly to our social pages. So you can see all the posts coming through on a daily basis from our Instagram and Facebook. And then, yeah, so the website's quite it's quite informative. We have all the drivers there and the pictures of them.
Oh,
We have all the
fantastic.
tours. Yeah. We even got Brody there, picture of him. And then you go and you have a look at the tours that you think you'd like to do, and then all the rates are on there as well, and then you can book directly online, and then you just pay with a
Phenomenal.
secure credit card link, and there we go, and we respond and follow up and remind you the day before. And I think you just need to let us know things like where you'd like to start from, what your jacket sizes are,
Pickup point,
pickup
etc.
point, stuff like that. And also, if you want to add a little bit more fun, we offer sort of chilled bubbly en route or drinks. And we've actually just started oysters and bubbly. So if you want oysters and bubbly, there we go. If you're
Sounds
celebrating something,
exciting.
yeah.
And then the link with Royal Enfield. Tell me about that link.
Oh yeah. So look, Royal, we're not really. I mean, I'm Royal Enfield. The owners are very good friends of mine. It's run two partners, Sabrina and Adish. They started Royal Enfield some years back. Royal, and it's called Retza, RETZA, Royal Enfield Tours South Africa. And they've been doing very well for the last 4 or 5 years, I think, just before COVID. What's happened is that they've also expanded, and they've now gone into the retail side of the Royal Enfield. So they've put a deal together with Royal Enfield Mumbai, sorry, Royal Enfield Mumbai. And they're shipping out these gorgeous bikes to retail and sell into the South African market. So they are basically the South African distributors. So the rental side of their business has shrunk slightly because they're spending a lot more time in the retail side. And there were a few bikes that were surplus to their rental needs. And I just got a call from Adish, who said, "Right, Tim, we have a Royal Enfield for you." And I thought, well, hey, why not? And he often gets inquiries of Royal Enfield sidecar. So I thought, well, I said, look, we're the sidecar guys. We'll look after your Royal Enfield. We'll buy it, keep it on our fleet. And if somebody has to ask about Royal Enfield rental, then, just send them our way. So the bikes are made up of, most of them are the Chinese military bikes. We do have the Russian Ural bikes, which are very closely related to the Chinese military bikes. We've got a wonderful old 1970 odd Goldwing, Honda Goldwing, called Hot Stuff. And we've got, what else we got? We've got one of the lovely little purple bikes we have is my wife's little Vespa. And she takes the dogs out for walks. So when the dogs need a walk, she takes them in the Vespa to the park to walk, and then back in the Vespa sidecar and back to the depot again. So,
Wonderful.
yeah.
So now, for you personally, Tim, obviously every day is different, right? So, what is the highlight of any day for you typically?
The highlight is just when I open that first bottle of wine, actually.
Got nothing to do with the sidecar.
No, I think the highlight is, when I love going on the road with the bikes, with the tours, with the big groups. It's such a wonderful feeling to drive down the road in your noisy old, smoky old sidecar, And I've got now, I take the two dogs with me. I take Brody and his young brother now, Theo, who's an absolute gangster. So they both sit in the sidecar with me, and the smiles and the waves and the people that look, it just makes life, I always think to myself, if you can actually just have the, create one smile a day from someone out there, you've sort of achieved something. So I do, and when I don't get on the bike, Brody comes up to me with a long face, and we both sort of commiserate that we haven't been out, particularly in winter if it's wet, and he gets all upset if he doesn't go out on the bikes. But I think, I suppose I've been so close to the business, and it's grown, and I suppose somebody turned around to me a couple of weeks ago and said, "Gee, Miss Tim, look what you've done. Aren't you proud of yourself?" And I said, "What? What do you mean?" Because I haven't seen the business from the other side of people saying, "Oh, crumbs, look, here comes 40 bikes all nice and shiny and taking out 80 very happy people." So it's all more of the, at the coal face trying to make sure it works. And, safety is always a headache. But I think, yeah, you're quite right. And what's happened now is we've moved into this property where I am right now. It's an old 1898 church that's been repurposed into a garage. We love it.
Oh,
In Woodstock.
wonderful.
So Woodstock's the most wonderful, scruffiest. It's bursting with cultural history and everything. It's just so super. So we actually have moved our distillery into the church, and we've moved Mrs. Doubtfire into the church, which is our vintage
Oh,
fire
how
truck.
wonderful.
So what we're trying to create is a
By
venue.
the way, I love the limoncello.
Oh, do you love that? Here we go.
I love
So
them.
that's so the distillery we and the That was one of the, as I said, the COVID initiatives. So we have a we're a micro distillery. We do have our permits from the Western Cape Liquor, and so what we do is, and what we're trying to create is that more and more tours either start or end or pass through our depot for a tasting and some snacks and some authentic Witbits
Great
or
way
whatever it
to
is. So
start.
we are. And also, because it just lends itself to a venue, we're going to start advertising the property or the premises as a standalone venue for folk that want to. Because we've just found in Cape Town, there's a lot of venues out there, but incredibly expensive and a little too formal. So we're just saying, come on, let's have a nice informal get together and some drinks and some snacks in a wonderfully cool environment.
That's
Anyway,
awesome. That
yeah.
sounds wonderful. And do you rent out the distillery bus for events?
You mean the Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
What we do actually, she was out yesterday. We did a big educational outing for the staff of the DMC that were doing, workshops on new products. But yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire, she does. She goes out. She mostly accompanies big tours, big convoys, because when all the bikes go out, there's invariably a coffee stop en route, and then Mrs. Doubtfire will be there with coffees and drinks and snacks and music.
Oh, fantastic.
And so that's what we do. But she does do, she goes out with independent bookings, stag parties, kiddies parties. So
Well, that's
that's
great to know. And now you've got such an amazing list of offerings. You have the sidecar, you have Mrs. Doubtfire, you have this amazing venue, which is going to become the cool, trendy spot to stop at. So keep us updated on
Oh,
that.
we
And
hope,
definitely one of those Instagrammable places. So, Tim, thank you for sharing your journey and well done. Stand and look back and see the amazing achievement and the great adventure you've created. You've carved out a life of absolute adventure for yourself, and you've paid that forward by taking others along with you. So, thank you for creating this amazing concept. We love it. Cape Town loves it, as do the internationals. And just keep moving forward.
Yeah, well, I suppose it all depends on the bikes and how often they break down. I suppose we will keep moving forward. And so long as the petrol price doesn't go through the roof again,
I know.
we'll,
Tell me
yeah.
about the levy,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, the levies. Oh, my goodness. But, and you're right. I mean, it's something that we seem to have created. What's it? Almost like an iconic. Well, have you seen the sidecars? Have you been on the sidecars? There's so many other wonderful products around, and it's nice to actually be in the company of recognized, products around Cape Town. It's just a wonderful feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
Wonderful. Well
but
done.
thanks, Janet. Thanks,
Thank you so
for the
much.
time.
You're very welcome, Tim. Lovely to have you on the show. And what a great life. Well done.
Yeah,
It's
thank you. And also
inspiration.
we're looking for lady drivers, Janet. So if you've got your license, you want to come in, and you and Shamima, you can come along and drive for us.
We'll definitely send you some lady drivers that we know of who'd love the adventures.
We'd really, really need lady drivers, you know, because there's a lot of
Yeah.
groups. For instance, we get a lot of Middle Eastern travelers coming through,
Who would
particularly
prefer?
ladies who really do appreciate the fact that we can offer,
Oh, do
you
me
know,
a
journey
favor, Tim.
drivers.
Write up the little blurb and send
Okay.
it to me, and I'll share it in my network.
Yeah, no, I would love
Please
to.
do that,
Love to do
and
that.
then we can take it from there.
Super. I will do.
Wonderful.